This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. First-time claims for unemployment benefits out this morning. 222,000, up a bit from a week ago, but still within spitting distance of where things were in the before times. The big jobs update, as I said just a couple of minutes ago, comes tomorrow with the November unemployment report. And one of the things economists and analysts are keeping an eye on are the people who have not yet come back to the labor force. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has that one.
In October, there were about 3.6 million more Americans who didn't have a job and weren't looking for one than before the pandemic. Economist Nick Bunker at job search site Indeed, a Marketplace funder, says his firm's surveys of unemployed people indicate a major reason why.
Because of continued fears about the pandemic, that they are hesitant to return to in-place work because of health concerns related to the pandemic.
Another hint is found looking at the age of the workers missing from the economy, says Julia Pollock at job site ZipRecruiter.
About half of them are people who are retired, but who would otherwise have either stayed at work or unretired and gone back to the workforce.
Workers over 65 were the fastest growing segment of the labor force before the pandemic, but they've retired at an accelerated rate over the last 2 years, and they've been slower to return to the workforce as the economy has improved compared to the last recession, says Richard Johnson at the Urban Institute.
And the other factors that have been encouraging people to work longer at older ages, those are still in place.
Things like concerns about financial security, increasing healthcare costs, and lower physical demands at most jobs. But continued concerns about the pandemic could be changing the calculus for older workers in the long term, says Aaron Sojourner at the University of Minnesota.
A lot of older Americans turned on retirement income, turned on Social Security, are making it work, and it'll be harder to tempt them out of that.
He says that could make for a smaller labor pool for years to come. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.